You have learned over years and years and years of doing this that that's what your mind wants to do, and that lust is attractive, and that temptation is something that you want to look at. So you're going to keep looking back, but you have to be like, oh, that's lust. Bounce my eyes.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. Before you're allowed to drive a motor vehicle in the United States, you have to go through something called driver's education. Driver's Ed. I remember it well because it was at 5 a.m. every single day for like a month, and it sucked having to get to the school early and have school before school just so you can drive later on. It was the worst. And honestly, I don't think I remember pretty much anything from it, which might be why I have so many tickets. But more importantly, there is one thing that I do remember from it. And I don't know why I remember this so clearly, but it has come up in Driver's Ed and in so many things since then. And it is huge ramifications for our battle with lust. And this is the idea. Wherever you look, your car goes. So if you're driving down the highway going 70 miles an hour and you look over at the median to the left, for whatever reason, biologically, your arms will naturally turn the wheel towards where you are looking. This is found everywhere. Another thing that I love to do is mountain bike and dirt bike. And it's the same thing. If you're going through a berm, you're trying to turn. If you look through to the exit of the berm, you're going to go through without any problems. But if you look at the berm or over the edge of the berm, you're going to go over it. It's the weirdest thing. But for whatever reason, wherever your eyes are, you follow. Wherever your eyes are looking, you go too. This is the truth that is so important for our battle, is that what you look at determines the direction of your life. So that leads me to a question. Where are you looking? What is filling your eyes right now? Every single day as you're going through your life, whether you're at home, alone in your bedroom, or whether you're out at school, at work, on the street, whatever you're doing, where are you looking? Because if you pay close attention to where you are looking, I think it will tell you a lot about where you are and about where you're going. Because the truth is that right now, every single day, no matter what we're doing or who we are or how we're spending our time, we are looking at bad things. Now, this can be as simple as what you're actually looking at when you're alone in your room and you're in the process of failing. Yeah, that's pretty bad too. But it goes way beyond that. Because let's say that you're out at the mall, right? You're doing a little bit of shopping and all of a sudden a very attractive woman walks by you. Where are you looking? Are you looking in her eyes? I don't think so. I think you're looking in a couple other places. And it's that right there that is one of the most fundamental aspects of our battle, is what we are letting ourselves look at. Now, I can already hear it because I've heard it 1,000 times before. Okay, we're officially going off the rails here. The last topic, we talked about having to cut out everything that is tempting in our lives, and now we're talking about I'm not even allowed to look. I can't even, like, I have to walk around blind. Should I just put a blindfold on or pretend that I'm blind or something like that? We're not trying to be crazy here. What we're trying to do is have integrity. And when it comes to your eyes and your mind, there is no place that integrity is more important. Because when that attractive woman walks by you at the mall, who knows where you are looking? Pretty much only you. So that means that this is one of the most ultimate forms of integrity, because no one knows what you're doing with your eyes except you. And that is why it is so incredibly important for your battle. Let's use war terminology again. I want you to imagine that your body is like a city on a hill. It's like a castle, right? These huge walls that protect it from everything. And what we did in the last topic, when we were talking about cleaning up your environment, is making those walls even stronger. So you're keeping out everything that might be able to destroy your defenses. So when the enemy attacks, those defenses stand firm. You don't fall very easily. You're not easily conquered, and you have victory. But what's actually happening in our lives right now is while those walls are now getting stronger every single day, if you've actually put into practice what we learned in the last topic, then those walls are getting stronger and you're harder to conquer. But if you're leaving the front gate wide open, then the enemy is just going to keep walking in and walking in and walking in until the entire army is assembled inside the walls and is going to conquer everything. This is what is happening when you have bad eye discipline, when you are looking where you shouldn't be looking, when you are filling your mind constantly with lust. You are keeping the front gate wide open and you are letting the enemy soldiers walk right into your citadel, right into your perfect little castle where everything should be safe and perfect. And you are letting them assemble the army inside the walls. And once they get big enough, that's when you fail. You're not just suddenly being overcome by this massive thing of temptation. No, you are letting the enemy assemble his entire army inside of your walls until it is strong enough to then attack you full on. Because the truth is that you want those front gates to be wide open. You want to be able to look wherever you are looking. Look, you are a heat-seeking missile for lust. When you are out and about, when you're with friends, or when you're on the internet, or when you're at the mall, or at school, or at work, or wherever, you are a heat-seeking missile. Every single flash of skin, every single curve, every outfit, every anything, you are constantly searching for it. It is one of your main tasks in life, because you have gotten so used to living however you wanted to live and looking wherever you wanted to look that it's just natural. You do it 24/7. I guarantee you, you even do it in your dreams. That is how hard-coded it has become in your brain. And the really scary thing is you have gotten really, really good at it. You are like a National Geographic film crew that is walking around, and every single time you see an attractive woman, you're taking snapshots of whatever you want and filing it away for later and just filling your mind with lust. And you can do it in a matter of seconds. It's almost an art form, but it is one of the most toxic and destructive things that you are doing. It is completely unacceptable in your battle. And I guarantee you that even now, as you're watching or listening to this, or when you're out on the street doing whatever, looking wherever you want, you are constantly lying to yourself. Oh, I'm just admiring beauty. Or, she happened to cross through my frame of view. Or, she's not even my type. How could it possibly be lust? Bro, stop. If it is a woman, you are lusting. And I'm not saying that you can never look at a woman ever again, but the truth is that you have so hard-coded this into your brain that if you are looking at a woman, you've found a way to do it lustfully. Look, either you learn to control your eyes, or they will keep controlling you. Look, what we're talking about today is eye discipline, eye integrity, protecting what you see so it doesn't lead you to lust. This is the second step in this process that we started with the last topic, right? We talked about the environment. What is around you affects what you see. What you see affects what you think. What you think affects what you feel. And what you feel eventually affects what you do. Because if you have put into practice everything we learned in the last topic, and you have truly cleaned out your environment and gotten rid of the things that directly lead you to lust, then the next step is that the unavoidable temptation, the things when you're just out and about because you can't be hidden away in your room forever, just protecting yourself from every form of lust. But when you're out and about and you see that attractive woman, or you see that billboard, or you see that thumbnail, or whatever it may be, how do you protect yourself in those moments? In the real world, when real things come and real temptations attack, how do you protect yourself? And that is called eye discipline. And like we've already started to talk about, it protects you from lust. But on top of that, it's also just the right thing to do. This is one of the things that I always bring up for every guy that I fight with, everyone that I lead through this battle, everyone that I talk to on this topic, is that eye discipline, guarding what you see and not looking at every woman as an object for your exploitation, is absolutely critical to being the human being that you deserve to be, and that God wants you to be, and that you should want to be. Because when a woman walks by you and you look wherever you want to look, the truth is you are stealing from that woman. You are stealing that woman's dignity without her even knowing it. You're stealing your own integrity from yourself. You are stealing the loyalty from your future wife. You are stealing God's creation. You are stealing that woman from her future husband or her current husband. You are stealing. You are taking something that does not belong to you. And it is completely unacceptable. It is degradation. It is objectification. It is doing something despicable to a woman who doesn't even know that you're doing it. It is wrong, bro. It is wrong. I know you might think, oh, come on. I'm just looking. I mean, why else would she wear tight clothes? Or why else would she be walking around looking like she wants me to look? No, no. And even if she does, it's still not right. It's still wrong. It is still stealing. That woman is made in the image of God. She has the exact same level of dignity that you do. And every time that you exploit her, that you look at her lustfully, that you try and take mental photos and save them away for later, you are taking something that does not belong to you. And it is completely, completely unacceptable. And that idea is not something that I just made up. That is backed by the Bible. Because how does the Bible talk about it? Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, even if you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed adultery with her in your heart. So when you steal those images, when a woman walks by and you look wherever you want to look, you are committing adultery. You might as well have slept with that woman. That is the truth. That is how you have to think about it. Because if you don't think about it that way, then you're going to continue to minimize it and say, it's not that big of a deal. I can look wherever I want to look. Who cares? She doesn't even mind. Why would she be dressed like that? You're going to continue to lie to yourself. You're going to continue to live in lust. You're going to continue to do these despicable things that lead you to places you don't want to be. And you're going to stay in bondage. So yes, eye discipline protects you from lust and helps you to live a life of integrity, but it also helps you to show the respect to the women around you that they deserve. Like we already talked about it. Where you look determines the direction of your life. If you look off to the side, if you look off to lust, you're going to turn that wheel and you're going to drive towards lust. But if you look towards integrity, if you pay attention to the things that are good and pleasing and perfect, you're going to drift towards integrity. You're going to drift towards victory, towards freedom. And it's your choice. You get to look where you want to look. Let me bring up one more analogy I think is really perfect for this idea of eye discipline. I want you to imagine that you have a bucket and you set it out on the porch, right? And every single day, a rainstorm comes through. Some days it's a downpour, some days it's just a drizzle. But every single day, that bucket sits out on the porch and it fills up with every single drop that falls. And eventually, that bucket overflows and the water becomes too much and it cracks and breaks and makes a huge mess. So what do? You go grab another bucket and you put it back out on the porch. And the same thing happens again and again and again. Look, this is what lust is like. Your mind is like that bucket that you're putting out on the porch. And every time that you leave it out on the porch so that it can catch every drop that comes by, every temptation that may come. On some days when it's a ton, it's a downpour and you're constantly surrounded by tempting things. Some days it's just a drizzle. It doesn't matter. Your mind is catching every drop of lust that you are letting it catch. And when you leave that bucket out there, it's going to fill up and fill up. It's not going to seem like much. Every time that you catch yourself staring lustfully at a woman, it's not going to seem like that drives you to failure. But if you do that enough times, it's going to fill your bucket up. And eventually that bucket is going to overflow and it's going to break. And that's called failure. And this is what is happening every single day. When you leave that bucket on the porch, when you leave it out where it can be in the rain, when you're standing there holding it and watching it fill up because you are looking at every single lustful image you possibly can, you are just waiting for failure to come. Failure doesn't, it feels like this, but failure doesn't come just all in one moment, one massive wave of temptation. We're like, oh my gosh, I can't take it. I'm gonna fail right now because there's nothing I can do about it. It's not how it works. Temptation is gradual. It comes on gradual and then everything happens suddenly. That's the way that it works. And that is what happens when you leave your bucket out in the rain. But the solution is very simple. Move the bucket. There's no reason the bucket has to be out on the porch. It's just because that's where you put it. It's that's where you like to have it because you want it to fill up with what? With lust, with every single drop of every image that you possibly encounter. But if you move the bucket, it won't fill up. And if it doesn't fill up, it can't break and it can't lead you to failure. So if you learn to control your eyes, you can move that bucket and you can keep it from filling up before you fail. So how do you move the bucket? Well, that's what we call eye discipline. And it's really, really simple. It is guarding your eyes from any and all temptation, any and all lust, completely protecting yourself from those things that will fill up your bucket. It is keeping the drops out of your bucket entirely. But practically, what this means is bouncing your eyes. Now, you may have heard this before, but this is one of the most important things that I have learned in my battle. I cannot tell you how impactful it has been to truly learn how to bounce my eyes. This is how it works. All right, it's very complicated. So say, let's go back to that mall analogy, and you see a woman walking by, a very attractive woman, and the second you see her, you're like, wow, that's an attractive woman. Instead of continuing to look at her, you should look somewhere else. That's called bouncing your eyes. It's very simple, but in practice, it is one of the most difficult things that you have to learn how to do. Because like I said, it's natural. You have learned over years and years and years of doing this, that that's what your mind wants to do. And that lust is attractive. And that temptation is something that you want to look at. So you're going to keep looking back, but you have to be like, oh, that's lust. Bounce my eyes. I'm looking somewhere else. It's literally that simple. When I first started to learn to bounce my eyes, I would find myself looking lustfully, like, oh, that's lust. And then looking back, I'm like, oh, that's lust. And then like right back, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't even make it like 5 seconds. This is part of the fight. You just have to keep bouncing your eyes. But it doesn't help to just bounce your eyes away. That's the first step, right? You bounce your eyes away. As soon as you recognize it as lust, like, oh, that's lust. I'm bouncing my eyes to something else. And that's the key. You bounce it to something else. It could be the details of the pavement. It could be another billboard that's not tempting to you. It could be to a friend to really focus on a conversation. You could close your eyes. You could physically turn yourself. You could walk to another room. You can throw your phone or whatever it was that had the tempting image on it. You could do whatever you need to do. You could even close your eyes and imagine being somewhere else. Imagine being on a vacation up in the mountains doing this awesome hike, or imagine yourself doing your favorite hobby, or imagine yourself doing anything productive. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to bounce away from the temptation and fill your mind with something else. That's the key. You bounce away and you fill it with something else. And another thing that I find to be incredibly helpful when it comes to bouncing my eyes and practicing eye discipline is using scripture to reject whatever temptation that is. My favorite one is Job 31:1. It says, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust upon a young woman. One of my favorite verses, it's on the bracelet that I wear, and it just helps me to remember how important it is to protect my eyes. Because when Job said that, he says, I have made a covenant with my eyes, not with my wife, which he did have, not with God, not with myself, not with my heart or my brain or my integrity or anything like that. He made a covenant with his eyes because he realized that his eyes are where it all starts. Every single bad decision you ever make when it comes to lust started because you stopped paying attention to what you were looking at. You stopped guarding your most important access point for any and all temptation. So every time I see something tempting, I find myself lusting, I call it out, I say, nope, that's lust. I bounce my eyes, I repeat that scripture. I have made a covenant with my eyes. And then I think about something else. I move on, I look somewhere else, I pay attention to the person that I'm talking to, or I look at a different thing in the mall or at work or whatever I'm doing. I focus on something else. It is truly that simple. And look, it's gonna happen 100 times, 1,000, 1,000,000 times a day. You are gonna start to realize, once you start practicing eye discipline, just how lustful you truly are and just how much of your day you fill with lustful images. It's going to be, no joke, hundreds of thousands of times a day. You are gonna find yourself looking somewhere lustfully and be like, nope, I don't wanna do that. And then you're gonna repeat your scripture and think about something else, and you're gonna find yourself back at it again. It's gonna happen again and again and again. Hundreds of thousands of times, millions of times, but every single one is crucial. You just have to keep going, keep bouncing your eyes, keep doing what you have to do to protect your eyes, to shield yourself from temptation so that that bucket doesn't fill up and so it doesn't overflow and so it doesn't break open and cause you to fail. Just keep bouncing your eyes. Delay is disobedience. You can't find yourself looking at a tempting image and be like, oh, I should bounce my eyes. I should bounce my eyes. Yeah, I should probably bounce my eyes right about now. Why am I not bouncing my eyes right now? I'm not bouncing my eyes. I'm still looking. I'm still taking it all in. You can't do that. It's going to be really tempting to do that. You're going to find yourself doing it a couple times, but you have to immediately act. The longer you look, the more water is filling up in your bucket and the closer you're going to get to failure. Don't let yourself do that. As soon as you catch yourself, be like, oh, this is lust. Bounce my eyes. I'm moving on to something else. You have to do it again and again and again. You're gonna feel childish. You're gonna feel stupid. But one of the most disciplined things that you can do is to have complete control over yourself. A true warrior, a true king, is someone who can control himself entirely. That is what eye discipline offers to you. No longer are you a victim of your environment. No longer are you a victim of what passes in front of you. Even if a tempting image is so tempting and so overwhelming that it is right in front of you and you can almost do nothing about it, you still have a choice in that moment. You still have a choice to do what it takes to bounce your eyes and to move on to something better, to choose integrity in every moment, to choose freedom, to choose victory. That is bouncing your eyes. I love the way Jesus talks about the eyes in Matthew chapter 6. I'm just going to read it for you. It says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Look, right now, you don't realize just how lustful you are. You don't realize how much of your day is filled with looking lustfully at every single thing that passes by you. And that is that deep darkness that Jesus is talking about, is that your eye is like a lamp, and currently you are filling it with terrible things. You wanna know why you keep failing? You wanna know why you don't feel like a man of integrity? You wanna know why that you're still struggling so much? It's because your eye has gone bad. You have let it be filled with darkness because you're looking at all the things that you shouldn't be looking at. But you can choose to fill it with light. You can choose to bounce your eyes away from the bad and to the good. You can choose to live a life of freedom and integrity and victory, to live the life that Jesus is calling you to live. It's a beautiful thing, but it's not easy, and it doesn't happen quick. Look, the first week that you do this, you are gonna be overwhelmed with lust and temptation. It is gonna hit you like a freight train because your eyes have been able to do whatever they wanted for the last however many years that you've struggled with this, and all of a sudden you're saying, no, I'm in charge. And once you say that, your eyes are gonna throw a little toddler tantrum against you and be like, no, I wanna look where I wanna look. How come I can't do what I wanna do? And you're gonna have to fight them, literally fight them. It is gonna feel like you are wrestling a bear. That's the best way that I can describe it. The first time that I tried this, it was overwhelming. But if you keep going, if you keep fighting, You're going to get to the other side of it. And look, your mind is going to play tricks on you. It's going to do whatever it can to try and get you to look back to that lust. It wants to look back to that lust, but you can't let it. It's going to be like, oh, was that someone that I know? And that's your reason to look back. Or, oh, what did her shirt say? Or any of a million other things. Your brain is going to do whatever it can to possibly convince you to look back to that lust. And you're going to have to keep fighting it. You're going to have to keep bouncing your eyes. You're going to have to keep thinking about positive things and bouncing your eyes to good things and focusing on why you are battling at all. And if you persevere, if you keep going, it will get easier. By the second or third week, it's going to start to become natural. You're going to find yourself doing it more easily and not being so tempted to look back. And by week six, it's going to become natural. Your eyes are going to start fighting for you, not against you. Because the more you do it, the more you train yourself that no, we're not here for lust. We don't fall for that anymore. We don't look wherever we want to look. We fight for integrity. And once you start doing that, once you establish that pattern, your eyes are going to start fighting for you. They're going to bounce away before you even have to think about it. You're going to be like, oh, that's lust. And you're like, oh, wow. I didn't even get to think to bounce my eyes or to repeat my scripture or anything like that. My eyes just did it because they know now that that's not what we do. And the more that you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And it's going to become so natural that at a certain point, you're going to start to bounce your eyes before the temptation ever comes. I genuinely don't know how to describe this, but it's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. There's been times where I've literally been driving down the road and be like, seeing something out of the corner of my eye, be like, oh, that's going to be temptation. And I will bounce my eyes before I even looked. It's the wildest thing, but you will get good at it and it will make your battle a million times easier. I cannot express to you just how freaking awesome this was. I mean, from my perspective, let me just tell you about my experience when I first started doing this. It was about a year or two ago that I really started to lean into this because I'm going to completely control my eyes. This is going to be my sole goal in life, is to control my eyes, to be a man of discipline, a man of integrity, and to not let my eyes and myself do whatever I want to do with every image that passes by me. And when I started doing it, it was the way that I described it was it's the most exhilarating and exhausting thing that I've ever done. It fully consumed my mind for about 2 weeks. It took every bit of effort and energy and willpower that I had to completely control my eyes. But when I started doing it, it was like, this is awesome. My battle got so much easier. And it was to the point where I was so fired up and excited about it that I started to tell some of my friends to do it too. And they made so much fun of me. They're like, dude, you're being weird right now. You're bouncing. You're not letting yourself look wherever you look. Come on, you're a guy. Do whatever you want to do. And fortunately, I didn't listen to those lies. But it was like, it was the most overwhelming experience of my life. It was really, really cool to see. It was really, really hard to do. But by the third week or whatever, it was so worth it. Because I started to see just how easy my battle got. And to the point where I didn't think I needed any other tactic that we learn about in this or that we'll continue to learn about in the following topics. I legit was like, I've solved it. This is it. I'm totally free now because I completely control my eyes. No lust gets in and all of a sudden I don't have to deal with anything and I'm totally free. I legitimately stopped doing every other tactic because this was so effective at keeping lust out of my life. That is how important it is. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that this is the only thing you need. There are a lot more. And in my journey, I had to learn that the hard way and I don't want you to do that. So in the next topic, we'll talk about the layer further with thoughts and how important that is. But right now, the biggest thing you can do for your battle is learn to control your eyes. It will make a world of difference. Look, it's so worth it. It's going to completely change your battle. When you really start to get good at controlling your eyes, you're going to realize just how much less temptation you have to deal with because you are fighting it at the source level. I mean, think about it like a garden. If you were to find a weed when it's just a little seed and rip it out, it's so easy to rip it out. But if you wait until that weed grows into this big sprawling mess, it's really hard to get to the root of it and make sure that you've actually pulled it out at the root. That's what this is. When you catch something at the eye level, when you bounce your eyes, you are finding the seeds before they're planted. And so you're able to just rip them out and be like, nope, don't want anything to do with that. And it doesn't have the chance to grow in your life. And it is freaking awesome. I am begging you, please give this a shot. Start bouncing your eyes for just 3 weeks. Just start with 3 weeks. Every single temptation you see, bounce your eyes away from it. Make it your sole goal over the next couple of weeks to bounce your eyes, to not let those seeds of temptation get planted, to not let your bucket fill up with all of those lustful images. Just give it 3 weeks, and I promise you, it will be worth it. But the truth is, old habits die hard. I don't want to beat a dead horse. We already talked about all of this. Your eyes, your mind are going to fight against you. It's going to be difficult. You are going to want to give up. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be tired. You're going to be like, this isn't even worth it. It's not changing anything. Just keep going. Keep pushing. Keep doing what you have to do. Keep bouncing your eyes. Keep putting yourself in good environments so that you don't have to bounce your eyes as much. But when you do get into an environment, you do see something tempting, bounce your eyes away. Just keep doing it. I promise you it'll be worth it. It will pay off in the end. All of the work that you're putting in will pay off. And if it helps, make a covenant like Job did. Go write down on a physical piece of paper, I have made a covenant with my eyes today and every day that I will not look with lust upon a young woman. And every single time that you find yourself tempted to look or that you start looking at something tempting and need to bounce your eyes away, remind yourself of that covenant. Renew that covenant with yourself every single day, every single moment. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Your eyes determine the direction of your life. Where you are looking determines where you are going. If you look towards lust, you're gonna go towards lust. If you look towards integrity, you're gonna go towards integrity. If you want freedom, you have to stay away from all that lust. And that starts at the eye level. So get to work, bounce your eyes, make that covenant today, and keep going.